Chapter 5. From Nanking to Pearl Harbor. Despise the enemy strategically, but take him seriously tactically. Mao Zedong. Chinese entry into what would become World War II was marked by one of the worst massacres to befall any country that was pulled into the conflict, when on that rather unlucky day of December 13, 1937, Japanese troops marched into Nanking, China, and unleashed a veritable hell on earth for its citizens. It was under the specific orders of Japanese General Matsui Iwane that, in order to break the back of Chinese resistance, normal rules of warfare were completely disregarded. General Matsui, who after World War II would eventually be executed for his war crimes, gave his troops implicit instructions to burn Nanking to the ground and make the civilian population pay a heavy price. It was these orders that gave Japanese soldiers the green light to launch a campaign of unheard-of atrocities against the average Chinese citizen that would become known as the Rape of Nanking. Sadly enough, the title of this wartime engagement is not so much an allegory as it is a quite literal interpretation of events, stemming from the fact that Japanese soldiers very much did rape their way all throughout this historic former Chinese capital. In the course of the onslaught, tens of thousands of Chinese women, and even young girls, were systematically ripped from their homes and brutally subjected to gang rapes by Japanese soldiers. Some of these women were quite literally raped to death, dying from the repeated sexual assaults that were inflicted upon them. While for the most part Chinese men were spared the horror of sexual assault upon their own person, they were quite often made to watch the denigration of their own wives and daughters before they were executed themselves. For the Chinese soldiers who became prisoners of war, an even worse fate than death often awaited them, as the Bushido samurai culture of Japan had no respect for those who surrender. Any POWs under their charge were left to languish in unspeakable conditions, and were systematically tortured until they breathed their last breath. 150,000 were exterminated outright. After the Rape of Nanking finally concluded itself, this once majestic Chinese city, plundered and looted of all its resources, had been left a smoking ruin, with the traumatized Chinese citizenry buried in the ashes of Japanese conquest. While the nationalists were suffering heavy losses in Nanking, Mao was reorganizing his own troops. By August 1938, his Red Army had formed special battalions known as the 8th Route Army and the New 4th Army. These units were readily mobilized and sent to the battlefront to join KMT forces as early as January 1938. However, Mao and his Red Army wouldn't have their first major military victory against the Japanese until August of 1940, during the 100 Regiments campaign. By 1940, the 8th Route Army led by Zhu Di had swelled its ranks to over 400,000 men. This fighting force would go on to attack railway lines and other sites of strategic importance to the Japanese between August 20th and September 10th, 1940. During these attacks, Council's tunnels, bridges, and railway stations vital to the Japanese war effort were destroyed. Immediately following the destruction of this important infrastructure, the Chinese Communists went on to attack the Japanese bases directly. The Japanese initially suffered heavy losses, with over 12,000 regular Japanese soldiers and over 5,000 troops from the puppet state of Manchuria, being killed. It would take the Japanese several months to recuperate from this important and devastating offensive launched by the Communists. The success of Mao's guerrilla fighters was more of a propaganda boon than anything else, greatly bolstering his popularity with the average Chinese citizen, making the Communists seem much more successful than the wavering forces of Chiang Kai-shek. The nationalists of Generalissimo Chiang Kai-shek were about to receive a great boost, however, in the form of another aggressive move from Japan, the 1941 bombing of Pearl Harbor.